and welcome to a new episode of Doctor Who Panel to Panel. This is Jeremy Bement, your host, welcoming you to episode number 177. This is a little bit of a shorter episode. Sorry for the delay in it coming out. I've had a cold over the past couple weeks, so I might sound a little bit rough, but it kind of delayed me getting this episode out and recording a bunch of stuff. Also, it's been kind of quiet on the Doctor Who comic front. Lots of artists and writers are busy at the moment, so this episode's going to be kind of short. This episode, we will start out like we always do. We will take a look at the news and find out what's going on in the world of Doctor Who comics. And then we're going to have a couple reviews. We're going to review the most recent comic strip in Doctor Who magazine, issue number 602, which is part 4 of Mancopolis by Alan Barnes and Lee Sullivan. And then I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to review the Liberation of the Daleks graphic novel that just came out, at least out for me over here in the States. I reviewed all the parts of the story as they were coming out in Doctor Who magazine, but I wanted to do a review of the story as a whole, and so you'll get to hear that in a little bit. Then last but not least, I have a little bit of kind of an opinion piece of mine, just talking about Doctor Who comics in general, the comic strip in Doctor Who magazine, and how I want you to do what you can to help support Doctor Who comics. And whether it be reading Doctor Who magazine, reading Titan Comics, or buying the collected editions. So that is pretty much it for this episode. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you feel like you're missing out and that there's no interview this time around, do me a favor. If you haven't listened to recent episodes or all the episodes of Doctor Who Panel to Panel, you can check out your podcast feed where you downloaded this episode. And if you missed an episode with an interview with, you know, a writer or an artist, I've talked to Lee Sullivan, I've talked to Dan Slott, lots of different interviews in there. Make sure you download a previous episode and check that one out. If you are missing older episodes and want to go all the way back, make sure you check out archive.org and do a search for Doctor Who Panel to Panel or my name, Jeremy Bement. And you can find all the previous episodes as easy to download MP3s, or you can even listen to them on archive.org. So check out my previous episodes. There's lots of good content there, lots of reviews, lots of news, lots of interviews. So check it out. One last thing I want to mention real quick. I do have a website, which is DoctorWhoComics.com. You can go there and find the most recent Doctor Who comic news. And you can also read the Doctor Who comic strip called The Ten Doctors, which is a really fun Doctor Who comic strip that I'm putting out 2 strips per week, which features all the first 10 Doctors in a really fun story. So make sure you check that out. And that is enough of me talking and introducing this episode. Let's go into some news. In Doctor Who comic news for this episode of Doctor Who Panel to Panel, let's take a look at the calendar and I'll fill you in on what has come out. We're going to go to the month of March, and I'm going to let you know that on Friday, March 15th, that is when I discovered that at my local Barnes & Noble here in the United States, Doctor Who magazine issue number 600 came out, so I hope you're able to grab that issue. I always pick up the anniversary issues, if nothing else. So I have my digital copy, I have my physical copy, and I really enjoyed the heck out of both of them. Then we're going to jump ahead to Wednesday, the 20th of March. That is when, in comic shops, Doctor Who magazine issues number 597 and 598 came out. So if you've been buying them from your comic shop, they should have gotten those for you. The following week, the week after that, on Wednesday, the 27th, comic shops got, or here in the States, got the Liberation of the Daleks trade paperback or graphic novel. So you'll be hearing my review of that. I really enjoyed it. I hope you pick this up as well if you are a follower of the Doctor Who comic strips. And then the following day, on Thursday the 28th, Doctor Who magazine issue number 602 came out digitally and over on the newsstands over in the UK. So that kind of gets us all caught up. Actually, we'll jump into April, because I noticed that on Friday, April 5th, I have been making the habit of stopping at Barnes & Noble on Fridays, and I discovered on the 5th that Doctor Who magazine issue number 601 came out at Barnes & Noble. So if you've been buying them there, you should have a new issue of Doctor Who magazine to check out. And then, the way my calculations go, if looking ahead to Thursday, the 25th of April, that is when Doctor Who magazine issue number 603 will be coming out digitally and in the UK. Looking a little bit further ahead in my calendar, in the month of May, the Saturday, May 4th, is, of course, Free Comic Book Day worldwide. And that is when you go to your local comic shop, and they should have a free Titan Comics Doctor Who 15th Doctor comic for you. So make sure you pick that up. That is going to be kind of the kickoff to the new series from Titan Comics. They haven't said really if it's an ongoing or kind of a bunch of mini-series of 15th Doctor. But as of right now, the first issue of the 15th Doctor number 1 is supposed to come out on Wednesday, June 26th. So make sure you mark your calendar for that. If you're not somebody who goes to the comic shop on a regular basis, make sure you go on the 26th of June and get the first issue of the 15th Doctor comic. There's some really cool covers that are coming out. If you go to DoctorWhoComics.com, which is my website for Doctor Who Comics, I posted the most recent listings from the current Diamond Comics catalog, which shows lots of information and covers and teasers for the 15th Doctor number 1 coming out. So that will give you all the information you need to let your local comic shop know which covers you want. Make sure you get them to save you a copy. Make sure they order plenty of copies. And there you go. They're going to get you up to date as to what's going to be coming out and things going on for Doctor Who Comics. In other Doctor Who comic news, it's been rather quiet. Lots of crickets chirping. There's not really anything new. We're all kind of waiting for the new Titan Comics to start. The Doctor Who magazine keeps plugging along, and there's been nothing really new on the news front. So this news list is kind of short, sweet, and to the point. Let's go into a review of Mancopolis. It's time to open the Pandorica on the newest Doctor Who comic strip that has come out, which is Mancopolis Part 4. This is found in the most recent issue of Doctor Who magazine, which is issue number 602. Story, of course, is written by our illustrious Alan Barnes, art by Lee Sullivan, colors by James Ofredi, lettering by Roger Langridge, and Marcus Hearn is the editor of the comic strip. So as we continue on with this story, Ruby Sunday has been abducted by the Moth People, and she's been put into a cocoon where soothing music has her kind of hypnotized. So the doctor and one of the care guards are trying to figure out where she's gone to. The doctor has figured out a way to track the transport or the teleport signal. So he talks the guard into kind of taking him prisoner, and she radios in to find out where she should take the doctor to. So the mayor has called them to the main building where they see the Moth People, which has kind of thrown the care guard a little bit off. But they kind of get attacked, or she gets attacked by one of the Moth People, which enables the doctor to escape his handcuffs and use the science screwdriver to turn on the headlamps of their little pod that they flew in, which attracts all the Moth creatures to it and allows the doctor and the guard to escape. They go into the chamber where all the people are in the cocoons, and the doctor is able to turn off the music and get people out, including Ruby. And that is when they kind of plan their escape, and the guard has seen what the Moth People and the mayor are doing, which is trying to get the skins of people, and so the Moths can use them or feed off them. Our next page takes us to the mayor, who is discovering that there is a revolt. There is hundreds of thousands of people in the streets being led by the care guards and the doctor and Ruby, who are kind of protesting the mayor. And that is when the mayor is like, well, we're going to have to do something to quell this uprising. And that is the cliffhanger for what I believe is probably the second to the last part of this story. And there you have it. That is part 4 of Mancopolis. This story has been, I think, pretty entertaining. I think Alan Barnes is telling a good, fun story. This part I really enjoyed just because it moved really quickly. It furthered the story along, and it kind of, this is the part where it kind of turns the tables on the villain, or the mayor in this case, of the story. So I really enjoyed it. Lee Sullivan's artwork, of course, is just as good as it always is. I still think the idea of these Moth creatures is pretty neat, and them being attracted to light, of course, makes total sense. The feeding off of people and using their skins, I thought was kind of creepy. And it's just been a good story. I've really enjoyed this story. And if you've been following along, I think you probably have as well. So that is my review of Mancopolis Part 4. Exterminate! If you're a regular listener to Dr. Who Panel to Panel, you know that over the past year or so, I've reviewed all 14 parts of Liberation of the Daleks, the story that brought the 14th Doctor to Dr. Who magazine with the return of Russell T. Davies to the TV show. And this story was 100% canon. It was part of the TV show. It flowed in between Power of the Doctor and the first special that we got. And as this was coming out, I had mentioned numerous times in my reviews of these issues that I felt this story was being kind of disserved by coming out in pieces because it seemed kind of choppy and I would lose track of things just the way the story was flowing. And I said that I would like to read the story from beginning to end all in one fell swoop. So here's something I don't normally do. I'm going to do a review of Liberation of the Daleks, the complete graphic novel, because I just got it from my local comic shop, and I just reread the whole story from beginning to end. So this is a story that was written by the wonderful Alan Barnes, with art by Lee Sullivan, coloring by James O'Fready, and lettering by Roger Langridge. And so I'm not going to give you kind of a synopsis of this story, but it basically is the Daleks are kind of invading the Earth, and it turns out that they weren't real Daleks, they were fake Daleks, and or virtual Daleks. And so this story is kind of all about a group of virtual Daleks as opposed to a group of real Daleks coming, discovering who they are, whether they're real or not, how to become real, and kind of goes from there. If you've listened to Doctor Who Panel to Panel, you've heard me talk about what happens from part to part and stuff. So I'm going to kind of leave this for your own, to as far as the plot synopsis goes. But the first thing I want to say about this collected edition is how happy I was when I picked up this book to find out that it is a, not the what I was expecting, which is kind of a bookazine version where it's just a magazine with the comic strip included. But it has a nice firm hardcover, not really hardcover, but cardboard cover, as opposed to just a floppy paper magazine cover. So that was, to me, that was the big bonus of this book. But as far as the reading the story from beginning to end, to me, it definitely made a lot more sense, and I got a lot more out of the story by reading it straight through from beginning to end. It's 14 small parts. It doesn't take a lot of time to read it, but it was easier to follow along in one big long story than it was to try to remember what happened from part to part as you make your way through. I will say that I thought the ending was a little bit convoluted, keeping track of which Daleks were which and what exactly was going on to kind of resolve this story. But everything that led up to there, I really enjoyed. And I did reread the ending twice just to kind of familiarize myself with it and to make sense of which Daleks were which and what the virtual Daleks were trying to do and what the real Daleks were trying to do and how that all came to a head at the end of the story. I felt that Alan Barnes did a really good job of capturing David Tennant as the 14th Doctor. His voice seemed to ring really strong and true with me as far as comparing the comic strip version that we read in here with the televised version. I thought the Daleks made sense. There was, once again, a neat couple pages where they Lee Sullivan changed his artwork into the style of the TV-21 comic strip with the classic Daleks from the 60s, which I thought was a nice touch and led a little bit more to those of us who have read lots of Doctor Who and Dalek comic strips to have that little bit of sense of nostalgia, which I thought was pretty cool. Lee Sullivan's artwork, like I said, all throughout has been really good. You know, Lee is one of the premier Dalek artists, which is, I think, why he got brought on board to do this story. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good read. It was fun. To me, reading it all in one shot definitely made more sense, and I feel I got so much more out of the story than the little bits and pieces that we get each issue of Doctor Who magazine. So if you were one of those people who didn't read Liberation of the Daleks in Doctor Who magazine, I strongly recommend that you pick up this collected edition and read it through. It's a good, fun story. You can't go wrong with the Doctor fighting Daleks. So there you go. There's my full review of the complete Liberation of the Daleks.
You will be deleted.
When it comes to Doctor Who comics and Doctor Who comic strips, I always try to find the positive in the stories that I review. You know, there's always some stories are going to be better than others, some worse than others, but I always know that the writer and the artist are doing their best to tell the best Doctor Who story that they can. That being said, they also are kind of limited into how much space they have. Now, stories that are put out in comic book form via Titan Comics or in the past from IDW or what have you, they have quite a bit of luxury in that they have 20 or 22 pages to tell their story in every issue, and they have a lot of room for the story to breathe and to put a lot of stuff in there. In Doctor Who magazine, now, over the past couple of years, we've reached a point where the comic strip is only 6 pages every issue of Doctor Who magazine. And to me, I have voiced my opinion before that I feel this is a real disservice to the comic strip, and I just wanted to kind of reinforce that in this episode due to the fact that I did a review of Liberation of the Daleks, reading it as one big whole story compared to the pieces that are coming out. Now, as you heard in my review, I said that the story is much better read and much better enjoyed as a complete story than when I was reading it piece by piece. I understand, I know that the comic strip in Doctor Who magazine is the most expensive part of the magazine to make. However, to me, and I think to quite a few other people out there, it is the most important part of Doctor Who magazine. It is the part of Doctor Who magazine that has been around from the beginning. One of the things that Des Skin put in the very first issue is that he wanted to have a comic strip so that you would have a Doctor Who story that you could read and enjoy. And even at 8 pages that it used to be in Doctor Who magazine, I felt that it was kind of a short span to tell a part of a story. However, taking it down to 6 has even truncated that more and made it more of a challenge for the writer to tell a decent section of a story. With Liberation of the Daleks, I feel that each part of the story was decent, but it didn't have a lot of space to build the story and to let the story breathe and to have what I felt was a decent meal of a comic strip in each issue. I know this isn't going to change anything any, but I do want to recommend, if you are somebody who has kind of lapsed in your reading of Doctor Who magazine due to cost or the ability to get the Doctor Who magazine wherever you're at, or if you are somebody who just really enjoys Doctor Who comics and hasn't been reading Doctor Who magazine due to the fact that the Doctor Who comic strip is only 6 pages and not worth the monetary investment for those 6 pages, I do recommend that when the collected editions come out, the upcoming one with the 13th Doctor that will be coming out, or this Liberation of the Daleks that just came out, if you do see those, if you are able to order them from your local comic shop, make sure you do so. One, it sends a signal to Panini and to the makers of Doctor Who magazine that there are people out there that want Doctor Who comic content. And two, these stories are decent stories. They are good stories when read in big chunks. And having something like The Liberation of the Daleks, or like I said, the upcoming 13th Doctor collection, you can read these, what were originally short bits of stories put together, and you can read them all as one whole story, which to me was so much more fulfilling with Liberation of the Daleks than to read it piece by piece. And I enjoyed it so much more, and I was able to immerse myself in the story more and get into it. So I just want to take this time to mention that if you haven't been reading Doctor Who magazine or haven't been reading the comic strip, make sure you pick up Liberation of the Daleks and check it out. make sure that when you see a trade paperback or a collected edition of Doctor Who comic strips from Doctor Who magazine, that you order them and get them, because they are good stories, they are good solid stories, good artwork, and if you enjoy Doctor Who comics, you don't want to miss out on this opportunity to get some good stuff in your hands and enjoy some good stories. So there you go, just kind of a little opinion piece. I want to take a quick second to thank everybody for downloading this new episode of Doctor Who Panel to Panel. It's kind of a short one, short and sweet, but I promise there will be more content next month. Next month has Free Comic Book Day. We are just a month away from a new Doctor Who comic, a new ongoing series. We are also just a short ways away from new Doctor Who on Disney Plus. So it's a great time to be a Doctor Who fan. We have lots of new stuff right around the corner. Got to have a little quiet before the big fun storm that is new Doctor Who. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a supporter of Doctor Who Panel to Panel. And until next time, this is Jeremy Bement saying bye. Doctor Who Panel to Panel, the podcast about Doctor Who comics, thanks you for downloading this episode. Let us know what you thought about this episode or of Doctor Who comics in general. You can find us socially on Facebook at Doctor Who Panel to Panel, on Twitter at Doctor Who P2P, 2 being the number 2, and online at DoctorWhoComics.com. Download previous episodes via your favorite podcast service and find the complete catalog of episodes featuring amazing interviews with creators past and present at archive.org. Just search for Doctor Who Panel to Panel. Thank you.